Living Emunah, number 25, Only Hashem is in charge. One of the advantages of bitachon, of trusting in Hashem, mentioned by the Chovetz HaLevavos Shaar Bitachon, the duties of the heart, the section of trusting in Hashem, was described by Rav Ephraim Wachsman by way of an analogy. Imagine someone approached his friend and said that he could arrange for them to be the best friend of an exceedingly wealthy person. Quite likely they would be overjoyed and eager to make this acquaintance and establish a relationship with this person. Why? Well, because they would likely benefit from it in some way, either by earning prestige or wealth. However, this mindset compels us to invest inordinate amounts of energy in trying to impress and please many different people, anyone with whom a relationship could be to our advantage. But the Chovetz HaLevavos writes that if we understood that it is only Hashem who determines whether we gain or lose, we would no longer be a slave to people. This is the first of the 13 principles of faith articulated by the Rambam, the belief that Hashem, Manhig Lekol HaBruim, governs all created beings. Elsewhere, the Chovetz HaLevavos writes that one of the 10 minimum requirements of a Jew is to realize that whenever we receive any form of benefit from another individual, it comes directly from Hashem. Of course, we must express gratitude to the individuals who assist us. But at the same time, we must believe that it is Hashem who decided that we would receive that benefit. And if this person had not chosen to provide it, Hashem would have arranged for us to receive it through some other means. We work so hard trying to impress others, employers, clients, and so on, and trying to be connected to the right people. And as a result, we end up being beholden and obligated to so many different people in our lives. But with bitachon, we need to be connected only to Hashem. Once we realize that regardless of whom we know and with whom we're connected, Hashem will provide exactly what we need, then we can free ourselves of this burden of trying to impress and please. As simple as it sounds, this concept is very difficult to implement in practice. The reason is because this belief must be felt and not simply known. Having bitachon is an emotional task, not an intellectual one. The Chovetz HaLevavos writes that a person should feel that only Hashem and not other people determines what he gains or loses. This perception needs to be felt and internalized, and not just rationally understood. Sometimes we try so hard to impress the buyer or the boss. This is permitted, even admirable, because we are obligated to do our best. But know that they have no say in your income. Even if they say no, Hashem can give you the money from elsewhere. With this understanding, life becomes that much simpler. Instead of working for 100 people, you only have to work for one.